Cam Newton is a dual threat, man. He can throw the ball pretty well, runs the ball pretty well. He's leading the team in rushing.
Raiders get their first ever look at the dynamic Cam Newton, the AP Offensive Rookie of the Year last year, threw for over 4,000 yards and ran for over 700. He may do it as well in his second year. Let's find out about the challenge on Sunday as we welcome in the head coach of the Raiders, Dennis Allen, to the Silver and Black Show. Talk about the challenge on Sunday.
Well, I mean, he was the number one pick in the NFL draft. So obviously he's got talent. I think he's done an outstanding job. He throws the ball exceptionally well. He's got great arm strength. He can make all the throws. And then when he's not throwing the ball, he's dynamic with the ball in his hands as a runner. So he presents a lot of challenges because you can't just load up the box and say we're going to stop the run because he can beat you throwing the ball. And you can't just, you know, play all coverage because he can beat you running it. So he presents a lot of challenges for us.
And he's playing well the last five games, the best he's played all year. They're going to run the pull option read on you all day, or at least a big part of the game. The Raiders have not faced that play since Tim Tebow had great success against the Raider defense last year. Did you watch that game back? And how can you shut down this pull option
read? Yeah, well, we went back and took a look at the game. Everybody's got to understand what their responsibility is, and everybody's got to play their responsibility. And that's what makes the offense so difficult to defend, because if one guy misreads his responsibility, it's got a chance to be a big play, especially because they got dynamic players running it.
D'Angelo Williams can be the give guy, and also Mike Tolbert, we know from San Diego, is very capable as a runner. I want to go back to your rush defense, something you and I have talked about off and on all year, and your rush defense has been off and on. Last week, again, it was on. Jamaal Charles did not get started. How do you explain this is one of the best backs in football, and in two games against you, 14 carries, 14 yards?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, it's, and I've said it from day one, it's about being consistent. In defensive football, and stopping the run is not just about I got my gap. It's about being able to get off blocks and make plays. And I thought our guys did an outstanding job of that the other day in the game. And that's something that we need to continue to grow forward.
The defense got after it. The numbers were amazing. Your first shutout in 10 years. You held them to 119 yards of total offense, the lowest figure since 75. And the quarterback pressures, Coach, you sacked Brady Quinn four times, but you also hit him 13 times.
Yeah, well, we take great pride in trying to get after the quarterback and trying to hit the quarterback. We look more at how many hits you get on the quarterback than you do sacks anyway, because, you know, to get sacks, it's coverage, it's rush, all those things work together. But, you know, our front really over the last few weeks has done a pretty nice job of being able to get to the quarterback, get some hits on the quarterback. And, you know, that's the type of defense that we're capable of playing. We just got to do it on a more consistent basis.
Your defensive front controlled that side, and your offensive line controlled the other side. 200 yards rushing, a season high. Carson was not sacked at all. The O-line had a great game against Kansas City. It was a very stout front seven.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's where it all starts. You know, I think our offensive line, really took the challenge, and we wanted to be able to run the football against this team. And we were able to do that. And anytime you can run the football like we were able to, you control the time of possession. We had 40 minutes to 20 minutes for them, time of possession. And that keeps your defense fresh. And that's how you win team football games.
You had a great mixture with Darren McFadden carrying it a career-high 30 times for a 110. And then Mike Goodson had a solid game. He runs that outside zone stretch very well. He had a nice, strong game, 13 carries for 89 yards. He's going to be amped up going back to Carolina to play on Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely. And we got to make sure he stays within himself. I think those two guys are a good complement to each other. And the fact that we were able to get both of them a significant number of plays as well as touches really allows the other one to be even that more effective, because they're a lot fresher when they're in there.
Tell me about the challenge that the Carolina Panthers defense presents on Sunday. Your young middle linebackers are player.
Well, their front seven's really good. Their linebackers are athletic. Their front does a great job of getting after the quarterback. They're a real challenge defensively from a front standpoint. And it's going to take a team game. Our defense is going to have to play well. We're going to have to keep the score in check where we're able to run the ball offensively, so they can't just pin their ears back and come after the passer.
All right. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you.
I know what you want this year for Christmas. Huh?
Absolutely.
A nice win in Carolina. When we come back, we'll be rejoined by Jim Plunkett and talk about the great number 78, Hall of Fame left tackle Art Shell, next on the Silver and Black Show.